This is Superfast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schramko here with an update, and I'm going to tell you why I've switched to Wistia for my video player on this site. You're probably watching this video, or perhaps you're listening to the audio in iTunes, but in any case, if you are looking at the video, you'll see that the player is now a Wistia player. So why did I change? I've been a big fan of Lead Player this whole time, and I still use it for videos that are not mine. Lead Player allows you to catch an opt-in in your video. Now, Wistia also has that feature. They've recently released that if you happen to use one of the well-supported email providers. Now, they don't happen to use it for the one I use, but there is another thing they have that's cool, and that is a call to action at the end of the video. So I can still direct people to my free training in the video, or I could put a direction to a webinar or something to that effect. The things that I do like about the Wistia player is that it gives a very good user experience. There's zero leakage to YouTube. You can't even see a little watermark in the corner, which you could sometimes with Lead Player. It also allows for me to have very good SEO compatibility. It's got an SEO description builder, and it hooks into video sitemap. And when those thumbnails appear in the search results and people click on them, it brings them back to my site. Plus, one of the greatest things ever is now I'm able to pass the email variable into the video when I send a broadcast. And depending on how much of the video you are watching, if I have your email address, I could then trigger a specific response. If you watch a certain amount of the video, then I could actually send you a follow-up. If you watch only a little bit, then I could send you back to the video. So these are the sort of smart integrations that you can really only get with Wistia, and that's why I've switched back across. So you'll see me roll this out across the whole site. I'm looking forward to getting more SEO traffic, less leakage to YouTube, and I'm still able to direct my traffic around the site for opt-ins. I'm still using lead pages, and I'm still having an opt-in on my header bar. So I might sacrifice 27 to 30 opt-ins a month from my lead player capture. However, I expect there'll still be opt-ins. So let's say I'm losing maybe 10. And I think the gain in SEO and the control and the ability to send someone back to another video is far more important. So that's why I changed. I hope that all makes sense. I look forward to bringing you updates as we make changes to this site. I'm James Schramko. You're watching superfastbusiness.com. And a special thank you to Wistia for making such good video technology.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.